Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Football Pick'em Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. D'Anthony, not a good week for me this week in college football.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Damn, man. I went all in on Ole Miss, and I had him on all my teasers, straight ups, everything, and they buttfucked me. They both fuck me.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, luckily, I have a nice care package here to help wash away my tears. Grab the mic and come back there. Bobathy, if you'll give him the microphone there. We got a gentleman caller in the studio today, a gentleman listener. Gentleman callers from the Glass Menagerie, by the way. I wanted to seem fancy. Okay. Tell everybody your name.
Trapper Hackett.
Trapper Hackett?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Trapper Hackett. We're just making sure. We're just making sure, right? Yeah, it's on. Don't worry about it. Where are you from?
Originally from Wyoming, living in the Bryan College Station area. Home to Texas A&M University.
Dude, you gave us each the most amazing gift bag here today. Can't thank you enough. And there's hats that say Dockin' Bros on them. Is that for Dan and I to touch penises? Yes, you've also got the t-shirt as well. Inside the bag was also two boxes of Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster, which we love.
Yeah, so the idea there was is I procured some MRE jalapeno cheese spread,
okay,
which you can use in the making of your Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oof.
However, I shorted you last night as we were attempting to make this recipe. So you're going to have to substitute about 2 ounces of your cheese of choice, okay, along with the jalapeno cheese spread.
All right. So did you take it out of the box? Is that what I'm getting from you?
Well, we made some at home.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just to try it out, you know, see if it was worthwhile, and it's okay.
All right. I got you.
It's good drunk food.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a fitness model. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Personal trainer.
Drinking Bro Sports.
I'm doing what they call a dirty bulk for about the last 15 years.
Yeah, so, the old dirty bulk. Delco knows that well.
Yeah, so yeah. Actually, I'm a government contractor, but I started this clothing brand in an attempt to escape the Middle East.
Sure.
You know, I'm tired of rockets.
No, I understand.
It's old.
Middle East isn't changing anytime soon, one would imagine.
No, and the most prolific thing that I've heard about that is... can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
He's not really a wise man, but it's probably the wisest thing that this man said was, in the Middle East, people are not, they're not loyal to their government because the governments have come and gone.
Sure.
They're loyal to their tribe
because
the tribe has always been there for them.
And they'll always be there forever.
And forever and ever. So, you know, I've enjoyed my time there, but I'm looking to close that chapter out and come home and be home.
Gotcha. Tell everybody the name of your website.
So I started the clothing brand called Five Finger Discount. You can find it on the web real easy. It's five, the word, F-I-V-E, finger.discount.
Okay.
Super easy. I've got some military-related stuff, some skate-related stuff, some of my own concepts. So
awesome. You know, well,
we're just plucking ideas from everybody else and making them our own using the old five-finger discount.
Nah, I get it, dude. I get it. We appreciate you being here. Thank you for the gift bags. You and your wife have been here all day for Ross Patterson Revolution and Drinking Bros. JP Sears. It's been a fun day, and we just wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely, I appreciate it. This is a good time. So if any of you out there have the opportunity to hit the ATX, swing by.
Yeah.
Very hospitable.
And you can come and get drunk all day and just have fun.
We did a pegging session earlier.
Whoa.
Oh, we can't talk about that?
Can they see the dildo on the door back there? There is. If you look all the way back, there's one stuck to the back door over there.
Delco, look into the screen and actually point to the dick. I was looking forward to you trying to see Bob's holding it.
So Bob's flicking it back there in the background.
But it's not. We're not using it as a dildo. We're using it as a way to open the door.
Correct.
So, you know,
we're being responsible.
Science.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Any favorite college football team?
I follow the Aggies by default. It's
yeesh, yikes.
It's brutal. And then the home state, Wyoming, and they're having a decent year this year, which in Wyoming terms is a great year.
Right.
You know, if anybody else, it would be mediocre, but for Wyoming, it's fantastic.
You always got Josh Allen, friend. Josh Allen.
Yeah, Bills. Yeah. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Bills Mafia.
Now, Texas A&M is currently mired in a 3-game losing streak.
Oof.
It's only going to get worse.
Well, yeah, it has gotten worse because they've just suspended 3 of their players for smoking weed before the game.
You're kidding.
No.
Right now?
I saw that. No.
I didn't see that today. Holy shit.
It's bad. I don't know if Jimbo's on his last leg. They're going to have to pay him a lot of money.
Or maybe it was after. I don't know. I think it happened in the locker room.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So defensive back Denver Harris, receiver Chris Marshall, and offensive lineman PJ Williams. It's the second time this season that they've handed down suspensions to members of its highly touted 2022 signing class, which was ranked number one. It's weird. You give kids millions and millions of dollars at 18 years old, and you think they do what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
It might be the case that there's some point to all the rites of passage and struggle we go through. Maybe.
Holy shit. That's wild, man. I didn't hear about that. And they got a tough game this weekend, too.
Yeah, they're fucked. They got a bunch of people out with injuries as well. This is not their year, obviously.
Yeesh. Well, look, kids, you know the rules. Top of the show, we go over the good, the bad, and the ugly here of gambling last week. Start with Iowa, Ohio State. Had that one, won all the things on that one. Ohio State rolled 54-10. Odd thing about this, and look, I'm always pretty honest about my team here. Jackson Smith and Jigma, the best wide receiver in the country, was supposed to come back this week, and he did for about 20 plays, and then they pulled him, allegedly. It looked like he pulled up with a hamstring injury, the same one that was injured all of this season. Still hasn't really fucking played that much. I have no idea what this team will look like. Same with the running backs. Henderson came back this week. They're splitting time there. When you have the luxury of all these 5-stars, it's fine and they're winning, but there's still no cohesiveness of the actual starters playing together for the full, just one game, just one fucking game. So I don't know how good this team can actually be, but they look pretty goddamn good in this game. So I don't know. Iowa's got a tough defense, too, and they rung up 54, which was, I think, the highest against a Kirk Ferentz team. So we'll see. Most impressive was Tennessee, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did what they needed to do in this game, which is come out, play strong in the first half so your starters don't have to play in the second half after a big win against Alabama.
Yep.
I've been talking about this more and more lately, particularly in football, about you can kind of see things are in trouble for a team that is punching above their weight when they play a letdown game against a shitty team and just fucking don't, and they phone it in.
Yep.
So it's like, obviously it's not a reflection on how good the team is or how good it's not. It's a reflection on how good the leadership of that team is and how focused they can keep all the players.
Yeah.
Cause that 9 times out of 10, that is the deciding factor for who's the champion and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like Alabama, Ohio State, I don't know about Tennessee necessarily, but Georgia, all these teams can win the national title. It's a matter of who executes, and execution is a matter of who's fucking focused, and the team being focused together. That's the difference between great teams and really good teams. And Tennessee played like a great team this week.
They did. I still have Hooker over Stroud right now for the Heisman. Stroud struggled in the first half. They turned it on in the second. He ended up having four TDs. Hooker, 304 TDs and five TDs at halftime. That Hyatt kid, dude, is fucking amazing there, too. So I got Hooker one, Stroud two for the Heisman. I think those are the guys left. Probably Bryce Young at three. Next up was Syracuse Clemson. Fuck. Man, this was a brutal game, dude. You and I talked about this on the show. All of us wanted to see Clemson lose.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting beat the entire fucking game. They came back and scored 17 unanswered in the fourth quarter. Syracuse scored zero. Syracuse still had a chance to win at the end of this game twice, and they fucking blew it on interceptions. Clemson held on 27-21, and then they stormed the field. And you guys were telling me they always storm the field?
I don't know. I've never gone to a game at Death Valley.
Win or lose. Even if they lose, they storm the field.
Gross.
Yep.
Why? That's so expensive.
Tradition. It's not really.
To put a field back together?
They seem to make it work. I mean.
Gross. I'm not a fan. I don't know when these guys lose, but it was interesting they benched Ukulele. And Homeboy came in. I think that's probably the move for the rest of the season. We'll see. They'll get caught, though. I don't know that this team is going to the playoffs. I think somebody will catch them before they get in. That's just my guess there. Alabama, Mississippi State, Bama rolled. Didn't have a fucking problem in this one. And truthfully, Mississippi State scored with 0 seconds left on the clock, or else they wouldn't have scored at all. And Saban was pissed that they scored at the end of this game. I was watching this in real time. I just wanted to see if they would cover the 24 points. Now, if you're out there and you're a junkie and a gambler, I don't really understand why they don't let them kick the extra point when you score at zero, but they don't. They just all walked off the field, and that was it. So this was a push all the way around in this game.
Well, I mean, it's the same if you score the game-winning touchdown.
In overtime.
No, so if you score the game-winning touchdown, if the game is tied and you score a touchdown when time runs out, you don't kick the extra point either. There's no point. What would be the point?
Just in case you can run it back for two, I guess.
But if you're up by six already.
Yeah, I mean, they're up by 24. I guess, man. Maybe.
No, I'm saying in a tie game, it's still that math still doesn't make sense. Because you can't make 6 points back up on a fucking kick. There's no way to do that.
I'm pretty sure they make them do it in the NFL because of gambling.
Right. So in this, they just don't. And they walked off the field. And I know everybody was super pissed. It was a push. I was too. Strange. Next was Ole Miss getting routed by LSU. This game, my God, man.
LSU seems to have turned it around a little bit.
It looks like it. I mean, it was 45-20.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a pretty decent offense, and Ole Miss looked like dog shit. I was shocked by this. If you're an LSU fan, your ants, and they're 4-1. I mean, technically, they have a shot to win their division. I don't think it'll happen, but they
have a shot to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they do, but I don't think it's going to happen.
They lost opening week in a close game, and the only other game they've lost or even been close to losing was Tennessee, who's the number three team in the country right now. So, yeah, they're at 18 now.
They are.
Honestly, I'm surprised they're not higher because we've seen teams jump, beat top 10 teams this year or beat ranked teams and jump higher than 18.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Washington jump up to 16 in the first week they won?
Yeah.
They got wrecked by Tennessee.
Wrecked. Absolutely wrecked.
But Tennessee also beat Alabama, dude. So it's
but they also squeaked one out against Auburn, who stinks.
Yeah. Either way, they're mathematically in it. And I guess if you're a fan, that's all you care about. But I don't think this team's going anywhere. Next up, Kansas State versus TCU. TCU continues to win. They're still undefeated. UCLA against Oregon. The fucking trap 12, man. So this was a brutal one for me. UCLA was getting 6 points. Fine. I took it in a fucking 7-point teaser up to 13. 13. Why? You're the number 9 team in the country. Can't cover 13 fucking points? Well, the answer is no, they couldn't, and they lost by 15. So that was 45-30. I lost that game. Not amped about it. Won the next one. You know why? Because it's Texas. Texas will always let you down. Delco's boy, Quinn Ewers, had a rough one.
My boy now.
That's what you said.
He was your boy.
That's what you said.
Last week.
You said What if they run the table? I said, Would they go to the playoffs?
Pose the question. Pose the question.
19 of 49. 30 missed passes, Dan. I don't know if I can name somebody who missed 30 passes.
I think that's like 38.8%.
Holy shit.
Something like that.
Crazy to see.
Not great.
Texas scored 3 points in the entire second half against Oklahoma State. Now, I called this and I won, you know, Oklahoma State, and I won some money on this, and it was fine. The thing that I'm most excited about of this game, I don't have to cover Texas anymore. Mm-hmm. That's these guys. Enjoy their show.
Give it a few weeks. Yeah. They'll be back.
Oh, God. I hope not.
It's all about the brand.
I guess. 5-3, though, at this point. Like, gross. Again, Sark isn't the answer. Call Urban. Urban's waiting for a good job. What I heard, though, from Texas fans, because I don't know the ins and outs of Homeboy's contract, too costly to cancel right now. He's probably got one more year left there. And then I think that's right for Urban. He'll sit out one more year for that Texas show.
Yeah, maybe that medical condition that always comes up after he fists some girl in a public location will have subsided by then.
Damn, that happens, yeah. Dude. Well, you get your fingers caught.
Was it really a fist?
It was a thumb and a couple fingers.
He was doing this move right here.
It was like a bowling ball.
This move.
Yeah. It was a bowling ball. It was like, a light probing.
He was either trying to shoot a web like fucking Spider-Man, or he was trying to put his arm up that girl's ass.
We're all trying to shoot webs.
Well, and maybe that was what he told his wife. Hey, I was trying to shoot her off me and get a web out of there and get her away from me. Nuts.
Honey, what I didn't tell you earlier in the day, because I didn't want you to worry, is that I got bit by a radioactive spider. Right? So, you know, everything's on the level here.
Sorry if my fingers smell like another girl's asshole, but that was Spider-Man. That was not me. It was not me. But embrace it, Texas fans, because Sark isn't the fucking dude. Ask us Falcons fans how great we think Sark is. Next up was Boston College, Wake Forest. Look, man, Wake Forest is hanging fucking 45 a game on people. This Hartman kid is throwing 5 touchdowns, it seems like, every fucking week. I didn't bet this. Maybe I should start with Wake Forest. I took Wake once this year. They were an underdog. I think it was Clemson. And they ended up covering, and it was great in the teaser. Wake might be the team to start adding to these things, man, because they're just routinely housing people. And this kid is slowly moving up the charts in the NFL draft.
Wake Forest is ranked 10th in the country right now.
Yeah, they sure are.
That might be the highest they've ever been ranked as a football team.
Ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to look. Look that up, Bob. See how high Wake Forest is.
But they still have... So they're going at Louisville next week. That shouldn't be a problem.
Louisville is actually pretty stingy, man. It's a weird team. But I watched 2 of their games this year.
But they play...
They beat UCF. I watched that game.
Yeah, we stink.
Yeah.
They play NC State, North Carolina, and Syracuse.
And NC State. Who is it? North Carolina and Syracuse?
Yeah. North Carolina State at North Carolina State. But that, I don't think that's a particularly tough game. That stadium sucks.
Yeah.
But North Carolina and Syracuse, they have at home. So, I mean, it's possible they run this out.
All right. Look, Wake-Clemson wouldn't be a bad final if that's what it's going to be. I'll see that. Next up, we got Minnesota versus Penn State. We called this one on the show. I took some shit from some listeners in Drinking Bros Sports. So, as I always say on all these shows, I post all my bet slips in there. So that way, either I can be publicly shamed, or you can build a statue of me. One of the bets this week that I took shit from was this Penn State -2.5.
Why?
I don't know. They won by 30.
They beat Michigan State in their fourth game, as I'm looking at it here. And then people are like, oh, they beat Michigan State? That's a big deal. And they went on to lose to Purdue, then lose to Illinois. Why did anybody think they were going to win this or even keep it close?
I don't know.
Like, they exposed a very bad team, but that doesn't make you a good team.
No. And I know their starting quarterback was out for Minnesota, but still, it was 2.5. Like, I don't know that he would have made up for 30 fucking points, for Christ's sake. Clifford actually looked good in this game, shockingly. We'll see if that continues next week against Ohio State.
Nope.
No, exactly. Cincinnati versus SMU. All right. Cincinnati's 6-1, but every game has been won by like a field goal or a touchdown. And They're this close to losing every week.
It's a fucking defense team, man. Yeah. That's how they play.
They're beating the shit out of SMU. SMU scored those in garbage time.
They did, but like, why are all these teams coming back? Because all these Cincinnati games are close, and they're not covering.
Because Cincinnati doesn't have 4- and 5-star guys on their bench waiting for spots like Ohio State and Alabama do.
Yeah, I guess
so. It's 3 stars that are coming out in the second half for them.
Yeah.
In this case, it was the fourth quarter. But
the reason I specifically bring this team up is, yes, they are winning, but they're not covering. So I have not been betting this team.
No, Cincinnati probably won't cover much, particularly against interconference games.
Right.
Like that American Conference.
Memphis is always gritty.
Even in years when Cincinnati has gone out of conference and beat people, and UCF has gone out of conference and beat people and shit like that. Still interconference games, they always lose one to fucking Memphis or Houston or some shit.
Right.
Every single fucking year. So I don't know what it is. There's some kind of weird fucking magic that goes on in that conference.
It's a strange conference, the old American conference.
Well, it's going away, I guess, right?
Yeah, no. They're folding into...
It's just going to be Big 12 at some
point. Big 12, yeah?
No. There's only 3 teams from the American going to the Big 12.
But there's only like fucking 12 teams in the entire conference, right?
In the American, yeah, but there's... It's like relegation. There's moving people up from Conference USA.
Do we know who it is yet?
There's a few teams that they're talking to. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's 2025 though, right?
They're talking about, since Texas and Oklahoma are leaving the Big 12 next year, UCF, BYU, Houston, and Cincinnati are going to the Big 12 next year.
So when you say next year, are you talking before the football season starts or after the football season starts next year?
2023 before it starts.
Oh shit! Before it starts?
Yeah.
Wow. So Texas and Oklahoma are going to be playing the SEC next year?
If all things go right, yes.
Well, like, I know the Big 12 wants them out, but there's been no official word.
I think they're trying to fucking leverage Texas to pay back some of that fucking SEC network money, right? That's the last thing I heard.
Probably.
Or at least to eat some of the contract or something. I don't know what the fuck the deal
was. ESPN fucking ate shit on that Longhorns deal. Do you remember how much they spent on that fucking network?
It was $2 billion, wasn't it?
Longhorn network. Billion? It was something crazy.
Something stupid.
Fuck. That's gnarly, man. Good luck in the SEC next year.
Yeah, so the American added UAB, FAU, Charlotte, North Texas, Rice, and UTSA.
Who added that?
The American.
Oh, all right. That's not bad. Good for the American.
Yeah.
UAB is always tough. But yeah, those teams are weird and tough and all that stuff.
UTSA puts out a couple of good teams.
Yeah, that's a decent conference. Rice has been
solid this year.
Yeah, Rice. That's a smart move by those guys for sure.
Rice is more of a baseball school, but they're pretty.
Yeah,
they're all right.
But you get all the teams, so for baseball shit, it's good for your conference. That's not a bad move at all. All right, kids. Before we get to this week's picks, obviously we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. All the spreads and the overs, unders, teasers, laughers, squeezers are all on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Brutal one. You took a lot of money from me last week, MyBookie. We'll see if we can get it back this week. Also, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. So if you want to go to any of these games, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. It's about $10 off. There was a listener earlier who was like, dude, you guys have all these companies that are going to Patreon. Here's the thing, man. It's probably not long before sponsors ended up leaving, you know, altogether, just because they don't like certain guests you have. Like, I don't know, let's say a woman who lost to a man in a swimming race. Let's say the sponsors of that show didn't like it and they canceled their sponsorship. That is probably going to be happening more and more. So the more things that we have in the world, that's actually probably going to generate us money. That's why, because all of this will be gone one day. Now, my bookie probably never, dude. We're gambling forever in this goddamn place. Try to stop us. If they do, we'll probably get Dave from down the streets and bring him on the show and take his fucking money. First up on the Thursday night games, we got a doubleheader here of a couple ranked teams back to back. We got Virginia Tech against NC State. This is NC State at home, -13.5. Over under is really low in this game. It's 40. Who you got in this one, D'Anthony?
Virginia Tech is probably the worst their football team has ever been.
Yeah, I've never seen them this bad before. They're 2-5 right now. Yep. And it's strange to see. Usually they have a fun team that puts up a lot of points. That is not the case at all. What's going on there?
I have no idea.
I know.
First year coach.
I was going to say, I know they lost their coach, right?
I mean, it would be nice if they're, I haven't seen it anywhere. Maybe Bob or Delco know about it, but it'd be nice to be able to quick reference players who left a certain team in the transfer portal last year to see what the composition of the team looks like, because that's important.
Yeah.
Like if you have a new head coach coming in and a bunch of people transferred out, then there's no leadership at any level on the team, really.
Right.
Like the first year head coach has to establish leadership over everybody, over his coordinators and their coaches and all that stuff. And then they have to do it down the chain. And if there's not already leadership out on the field, it's going to get pretty hectic.
Yeah.
For guys.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that's going to be more and more prevalent when big name coaches look with NIL going on. Big name coaches are going to change positions more frequently because that plus the transfer portal where they can just go to USC and take half the fucking team with them.
Yeah.
Why not?
And you know what I mean? USC was buying, they bought him a house, a private jet, kinds of shit.
So you're going to see shit like that more, which is interesting because like when the institutional leadership from an organization leaves like that, it's fucking chaos.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see a down year from the middling teams that make their way into the top 10 from time to time. When their down year is usually like a fucking 8-win season or something like that with like 4 losses. Now it's going to be like 6 wins.
Yeah.
Which is, it may not sound like a big difference, but to the people who fund the whole thing, it's a big difference.
It is, yeah.
Fuente kind of left Virginia Tech and as a steaming pile of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was already pretty fucked up.
So. Yeah. It's bad. So here's what I love in this game. Here's what I'm going to do here. I always take these Thursday night, Monday night teasers. I love them because it's the game itself. So I'm going to drop this down to 6.5 for NC State's, and I'm going to drop this over under down to 33. You guys talked me out of this in last night's game about dropping the under down in the 30s. I always drop the under down in the 30s. Chicago on their own beat that fucking over last night. So that's what I'm going to do in this game. Take this down to 33, take the over, and I'm going to take NC State's minus 6.5 in this one. Who you got, D'Anthony?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay.
NC State, they have holes, right? But they're not going to get exposed by Virginia Tech.
I don't think so either. Nice weather for this game. It's a night game. They do come out for it. You and I have been to a couple night games there.
Yeah, they show up. It's like a fucking like a small Texas high school game.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
But it's fun. I enjoy going there. It's just not a lot of people or a big crowd. Tickets are as low as $30 if you're in the area. And those are for good seats too, by the way. Next up, the other part of this doubleheader is Utah against Washington State. All right. I said I wasn't going to bet the Trap 12, and I lied to your face, okay? This spread, though, is moved. It started off at 7.5. It's now down to 7, minus 7 for Utah in this game. I know it's at Washington State, and they get loud. It's a night game and all that shit. Utah is decent enough, though. They should cover a touchdown, right?
Oregon won that game by 3 points.
At Washington State? Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. And I think Oregon and Utah are about the same, to be honest.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not doing that.
Could you see Utah losing this game?
No.
All right.
But, so, yeah, if you want to go down to a pick 'em, I guess.
Go down to 0, maybe. I'll throw that in a 3-gamer. I'll drop that down to 0 and double it up with the fucking over-under in NC State that I talked about earlier. And that'll be my Thursday night. That'll be my fun Thursday night alone. I'll do that in silence. Woo, might be off dub. Next up, we got Ohio State against Penn State. Man, Fox really fucked them. They've really fucked Penn State on this one, and I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and apologize to Penn State for this because that sucks, man. Their advantage is playing in the whiteout game at night. It's loud as fuck. You and I have been there numerous times. It's awesome. I don't care that it's in conference and arrival and all that stuff. It's a blast there. It's loud as shit. They show up. It's a hard fucking place to play at night. Fox absolutely fucked these guys and put them on at noon.
I mean, what other game happening today is better than this game?
No idea. No idea. Ohio State's 2, Penn State's 13. I mean, I'm scrolling down the schedule here. Look at the night games. The night games are dog shit this week.
Like Ole Miss, who just got
Kentucky, smoked. Kentucky, Tennessee is fun. But
Stanford, UCLA, I mean, they have to put that at the 9:30 game. But at the 6:30 and 7 slots, none of these games are better than that game.
No, I don't get it.
Tennessee is going to beat the brakes off of Kentucky.
I think so, too. But, yeah, it's 15.5. When this line opened, it was 16.5. This is moving downward, and I think for all the right reasons in this one. This is always a tough game for Ohio State. Always. Very rarely do they cover this fucking game, dude, and it makes me miserable. Therefore, the only thing I'm taking this in is I'm definitely taking Ohio State. I think they will win the game, but I'm taking it in a teaser, and I'm taking it down for whatever fucking reason, dude. They always have a hard time with Penn State, either home or away. It's always a tough game for these guys. If they fucking blow them out, then I think you can really believe in Ohio State and they got a shot for a national title. If not, though, they got to get their starters back if finally for just three games. I don't think you can roll into the playoffs without your fucking starters, or Michigan, for Christ's sake, without your starters here. So I think if Ohio State blows these guys out, pretty goddamn good. But I don't trust it because it just doesn't happen that often.
This game hasn't been a blowout in a very, very long time.
Very long time, dude. And we've lost when we were number one. There was that fake punt year during a whiteout game. I know it was at night, but we've lost this game. It's been super close. Or Ohio State has had to come back from, 21 down in like the fourth quarter. You and I were at that game. It's always a tough game, dude. So, No, I don't trust the spread this big. For sure. But I'll tease it down and take this at 8.5.
No interest in Penn State plus 21.5 or 22 even. 22.5. I don't know.
Ohio State's defense has been pretty decent, and Clifford is real hit and miss. When he's on, he's on. When he's off, he's fucking awful. And people want to pull him out of the game. But no. No. Because again, if Ohio State turns it up, man, they could win by 60, but who knows? Look and see if Njigma's playing. Look and see if Henderson's playing at running back. It's a tough call, man. It's a tough call in this one. And they've always had problems with him. To be safe, I'm going to drop this down. It's at 8.5. But I am taking this. This will be in my teasers and all my shit that you see posted in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. What about you? You go up with this?
No, I'm not betting that.
Take it at 22.5 for Penn State if you wanted to. That's a four-score game.
I mean... Ohio State could definitely win by that. And they could definitely, this could also be a field goal game. I don't think there's any good value bet here.
This is an Abraham Lincoln four score game if you tease this up. No? All right. I'm going to tease it down. I'll ride for sure. This will be on all the parlays and all the things. Absolutely. Stroud's got 2,000 yards and 28 touchdowns this year. Again, I still have Hooker 1, him 2. We'll see how it shakes out, especially if Hooker beats Georgia. Then it should be a shoe-in for Hooker. For Heisman, and then that'll make Delco happy because he'll win all the money in this one. And again, I try to be honest about the team. That kid who's replaced Smith and Jigma, this Egbuka kid, has been lights fucking out this year. So, you know, we'll see. Next up is TCU versus West Virginia. Man, this spread is a tough one. TCU is number 7 in the country. West Virginia is 3-4, 1-3 in conference in the Big 12. But the spread on this is TCU minus 7.5, and the over-under is 69, which we love.
TCU has beat 4 ranked teams in a row.
Sure have. Why is the spread so low?
Because it's Morgantown.
Yeah, it's at West Virginia.
And TCU is like, they're winning games, but they give up 30 points a game pretty much. West Virginia slangs it.
Yep.
You look at the over, it's 69.
I know.
It might be a shootout. Look, if you're taking the teaser down to 0.5 TCU, you're safe.
Okay. I think that's where I'm going to lie then with this one. I have a hard time backing off this one for number 7 team in the country. And West Virginia hasn't looked that great. So I think that's where I'm headed with this one. Next up is Notre Dame at Syracuse. Syracuse minus 2.5. I'm going to hammer Syracuse in this one. Taking Syracuse straight up. Straight up in this one. No teasers, no nothing, whatever. They win by a field goal at home. It's a weird place to play, the Carrier Dome. And Notre Dame just has looked like dog shit. They're 4-3 this year.
Yeah.
Seems like you're thinking about a loved one. Where are you going?
I don't have any of those. This seems like a trap to me, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't like this game.
All right.
Because it's like Notre Dame is in that point in their season when they have shitty seasons like this where they rip off a couple of wins and their coach has his job saved for one more year.
Oh, Freeman?
Yeah.
Well, this is his first year. I think he's got probably two more years.
No, I just mean, like, historically, they're just like Michigan. Mm-hmm. They have stupid fuck-ups early on and then usually close out. But I don't know. This team looks pretty bad.
All right. I'm taking Syracuse. I'm all in on this -2.5, and I'm fine with it. I'm living my life with Syracuse. They should have won last week's game. Shit. They looked like, at the end of that game, they looked like Missouri at the end of that Georgia game, where the kid, they were like, oh, shit, we're going to win this game. Don't Let's just throw in. The ball away.
Come on.
It was weird, man. And they were driving, too. And then the kid just threw a terrible
snatching
pick.
Defeat from the jaws of victory.
Man. That Georgia win would have changed your program, and instead,
I mean, we've been in SEC championship games.
What year was that? Was that ABC or AC?
It was like the first 2 years they were in the SEC.
It was 2011, I think.
13 and 14.
Oh, 13. Okay, 13,
yeah.
13
we made 14. Back to back.
Okay, all right. Who was your quarterback? Was it?
It was James Franklin 1 year, then Matty Mock the next.
Okay, gotcha.
I never heard of either one of those guys.
Oh, well, Matty Mock was,
Georgia knows him.
They were both famous for different reasons. James Franklin was known for being the head of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Mm-hmm. And instead of wearing a chain, he wore a giant Superman crest.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Georgia has close personal friends with Matty Mock, though.
Oh, really? Did you guys wrestle together?
They shared some hobbies.
No, they did some other off the field stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he likes the weed?
No.
You guys fuck the same girls?
Keep going.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It was not my drug of choice, but he was known to dabble in such things.
Did you see that somebody asked, what's his nuts? God damn it.
What is his nuts?
The fucking comedian with the mullet. What's his name?
Rocky Dale Davis?
Eli?
No. The famous one. It was on Joe Rogan all the time. The fuck's his name?
Theo Von.
Yeah, asked Theo Von at a baseball game or football game the other day what his favorite type of weed was, and he mouthed back cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I like Theo Von. He's a funny guy.
So do I. So do I. His show's getting really good, too, by the way. Next up is Florida against Georgia. Look, it's a party, okay? It's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Yep.
And it's a blast. However, the spread does not reflect that in this game. This is Georgia -22.5. I have a hard time with a spread this big for Georgia, Florida. I really do. And everything in me is telling me to tease this up to 29.5 and take Florida.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to. It's in Jacksonville. It's a neutral field, but it's very, very close to Florida. So I think that's where I'm going to go with this one, man.
Yeah, definitely. That's the only play here.
And I know this might sound weird. Because I always do a secret bet on my own that really nobody knows about. Mm. The game where I might just drop a hundo on the money line on Florida of like, hey, do they pull it together and just upset Georgia? Kind of like Missouri should have.
I wouldn't do that.
I do it in private.
That's
nobody knows.
That's a waste.
Nobody
of money.
Knows about it.
You maybe could parlay put the plus Florida plus 29 in a teaser. For the under,
I wonder what the money line is on this game.
If you do it in a teaser for the under, you're pretty safe on either one.
Yeah. I think both are fine here. The over under is 56.5. Take that down to 49.5. I can take Georgia. Yeah, take it up to 29.5 for Florida. I like both of those. And then in private, yeah, I'll probably throw a hundo on a Florida money line.
Then Georgia wins the game 33-0. And
yeah.
Fucked.
I know.
But hey, look.
I know.
Life sucks.
But is this one of those games, though, where that fucking kid can just kind of pull it off?
No. No, Georgia, their offensive line is not great. Georgia's going to fucking pound this dude into dust.
I think Florida's defense is good enough to
keep it low, yeah.
To hang, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, they gave up 45 to LSU, but LSU's rolling right now. Like, otherwise, like, they're pretty solid defense. I mean, they played Tennessee close.
Right.
I mean, they even played LSU close. Like, they only lost by 10 to LSU. I think they cover this. I think they cover this 3-score spread.
I think they probably do too, but
yeah.
If I'm teasing all this shit anyways,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, same. Next up, we got Oregon versus California. This is at California. This is Oregon -17.
Get fucked.
I don't touch any of these games anymore. I mean, I'm just getting killed by these
fucking
teams.
If there's one team in the fucking Pac-12 you can count on, it's Cal to lose.
Yeah.
Right? But that's, even then, it's like, come on, man.
This Oregon team, man, has just been a thorn in my fucking side all year, gambling-wise. Bo Nix is still their quarterback there. And I can't bet this shit. Because I lose. I'm losing. Like, I'm losing this stupid shit. Same thing every year with the fucking Trap 12. It's the same bullshit. None of these teams fucking cover. They always lose to each other in some weird fucking fashion, dude. It's a garbage conference. They need to light it the fuck on fire and move on, dude.
Why is it a garbage conference if it's competitive?
Well, because when they play anybody else, they get their fucking shit pushed.
Not always.
Always.
I mean, the Big
Ten,
if you
almost
team
always.
For team, I would pick the Pac-12 over, like, for depth over the Big Ten every day. Like,
where are the top two teams going for this conference next year?
Those
going to the Big Ten.
Those aren't the top two.
Those
teams.
Are not
the
top
USC
two
teams. And UCLA. Sure, the fuck are.
You don't have Oregon.
Oregon doesn't exist. This is now. They've got two more losses here. This fucking Oregon team sucks.
Oregon's going to probably win the fucking Pac-12.
Yeah, probably. But
Oregon's
that's
also the highest ranked Pac-12 team right now.
Now they lose to USC.
Now
they will, but they will lose to USC. I can. They're in the top 10 every year because nobody sees them. Nobody cares about this state. I wouldn't even know it fucking existed if there wasn't Antifa videos on Twitter every goddamn weekend.
I mean,
they're Nike. What are you talking about? Phil Knight. Like,
awesome,
runs
man.
The
and when Prefontaine was there in the 70s, I was a huge fan.
USC.
But he ain't coming back from the dead, my man.
Cooper escaped in the woods there, right?
Sure did. D.D. Cooper.
No,
your tune's going to change once they join the Big Ten.
Once Oregon joins the Big Ten.
No, I still hate it. I still hate Oregon.
Dude, if there's one school that no one actually gives a fuck about, it's UCLA.
God damn it, Bob.
I'm not doing anything. It's this piece of shit, Mike.
We replaced the cable.
Delco sounded fine. Giorgio sounded
we replaced
fine.
It Mike. Cable
can
too.
We get an MRI on his head to see if there's some kind of fucking radio frequency interference happening? Yeah.
He got a plate when he was a kid.
Yeah,
know
what
about.
The fuck is happening with you, dude?
Also, Oregon's awesome other than Portland. Like, have you been to Oregon? Oregon's sick.
Sure.
Yeah, it's sure dope, is, yeah, except for, you know, the biggest city with all the people in it, yeah.
Have you been to the country?
Like, California's dope, too.
Bandon's awesome.
Yeah, look.
It's the best golf course in the world.
Next to Pebble? You're going to call it the best golf course in the world?
I would take Bandon over fucking Pebble, yeah.
Wow. That's fucking insane. If we're talking states on the West Coast, yeah, you're not touching California, but whatever. I again, don't care about this bullshit. I don't think they'll cover. I don't bet it. I'm not going to. It'll fuck up your whole life. Abandon this whole goddamn school. Everything about it's forever. They'll never win a national championship. Nothing's ever going to happen there. It's just going to be a bunch of fun, flirty uniforms that are new every single week, and they'll fuck it up. Did you see the ones last week? They're all decked out in pink and everything else. It was
breast
great.
Breast cancer awareness. Month.
Yeah.
They need to come out in kente cloth.
That'll be next the for next them. One, that'll be right? next for them. It's the only thing you can count on for Oregon is that they have cool shit, cool uniforms. Other than that, as a team, no.
I don't understand why college teams don't sell the uniform design right to people for the week. Like this, it's like a fucking big Black Adam
on the back or something. Yeah.
I actually think that movie's going to be good.
It's out
like,
now.
It's like The Boys, right? It's a superhero, but he fucks people up.
We'll see. That's out now. I haven't seen it. My kids want to see it this weekend.
We'll see.
If The Rock isn't crawling inside of someone's penis, I don't want to see it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Fair enough. Yeah. But I mean, look, not everybody has that superpower.
Yeah. Give him time.
Yeah.
Give him time. Maybe
and
the
if
next
you're
one.
Looking to crawl inside of another man's penis, go to dockingbros.com.
Next up, we got Oklahoma State against Kansas State. This is Kansas State -1.5. Is that a tough place to play? What am I missing here about this game?
Little Apple, baby.
Is it tough to play? That's the third time you've said that.
No, they've knocked off a bunch of like ranked teams under Klieman.
They regularly beat Lincoln Riley, Oklahoma.
Okay.
But it's Oklahoma State. So I don't know what Klieman's record is against Gundy, but they could easily win this game.
Man. Last year they lost this game by 11. 2020 they lost it by 2. It's close.
Yeah.
What's the spread?
1.5. Kansas State.
That's not enough.
I'm taking Oklahoma State in this game. I took them last week against Texas. I'm going to take them again. I don't know anything about this fucking Kansas State team. I haven't heard one single fucking peep out of these guys. And I know this Oklahoma State fucking quarterback slangs it, dude. He's got 2,000 yards in the season, so yeah, I'm riding with Oklahoma State in this game.
I don't know. I think the Big 12 is pretty much the same as the Pac-12, to be honest.
Yeah, any given week. I like Gundy, though. I like Oklahoma State. I'm in for this.
I will say, though, last week, the reason they lost to TCU was both Adrian Martinez and Will Howard, so their first string quarterback and second string quarterback, both got hurt.
Yep. I'm going to Oklahoma State.
Where did Adrian Martinez come from?
Nebraska.
He played there for 40 years at Nebraska. If you look up the 1962 Nebraska team, I think he was the starter there. Mm. And then he just kept playing forever.
Will be a game time decision.
I'm going to skip it.
I'm going to bet it. I don't think he's playing. I think he's out, and I think Oklahoma State wins this game.
This is 2:30 on Saturday. I'll be high as a fucking kite by then. I don't have time for this shit.
I'm sure.
Not one prayer. I won't be able to concentrate.
That's fine. That's fine. Next up, we got Wake Forest against Louisville. This is Wake -4
I'll take this game all day.
I will as well. Look, I know why the spread is like this one. I understand. I've watched Louisville twice this year. It's a tough team, man. Like, even that UCF loss that I was fucking with you about, that was a difficult fucking game, man. Like, Louisville...
an abortion of a game.
But Louisville, man, at home, there's something weird there. Yes, I'm still betting Wake Forest, and I'm not going to... I'll probably put in teasers, whatever, but I'm going to also take this straight up, and I think they at least win by a touchdown. And this Hartman kid is just chucking fucking touchdowns, man. So, yeah, I'm in on Wake Forest on this one. But I think this is a closer game. I think this is probably a one-score, 10-point game for sure. Yeah. You taking Wake Forest?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm taking Wake as well. Next up, we got Illinois versus Nebraska.
Nope.
Illinois is number 17. They haven't been ranked this high in a long time.
Now. They're number 17 because they're in the fucking Big Ten.
The other side of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've beat... the other side of the Big Ten so far, which is alleged to mean something, but it doesn't.
Guess who's on the other side of the Big Ten? Nebraska.
Yeah.
This is Illinois -7.5 in this game. Look, this is one where if you you have a death wish, again, bet it, and you don't care about life, and you're just trying to get rid of all your money, you're going through a divorce, or trying to save some money in child support or something like that, and you just want to blow it on something, fine. But in real life, save your fucking money on this goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Illinois, congratulations, I guess. They've been doing this severely injured all year. I mean, they haven't had any of their fucking starters out there. So I guess good on them.
They haven't fucking... this is ridiculous. They haven't played a ranked team, so they certainly haven't beaten one. And they've only beaten up on their division in the Big Ten, who all fucking suck.
And
it's going to keep going, too, because they beat Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin, who are all in their fucking division.
Yeah.
And now they're going to play Nebraska, who's also in their division, and beat them. Who fucking cares?
Big Ten championship, Illinois.
I will probably see you in the championship, Illinois.
The only other game they're going to lose is fucking Michigan.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be fucking, 9-2?
They could lose to Purdue.
Is it at Purdue? No, it's at home.
They're not going to lose at home.
So it's like they're going to be 9-2 or whatever and play in the goddamn Big Ten championship. And that game is going to be...
Ohio State by 60.
They may as well fucking just call an ambulance before the game starts.
That is Ohio State by 60 in that game.
Jesus, I promise you that.
Not betting it now.
Yeah, but next year Ohio State's going to have to play Oregon. Or whomever, USC.
USC, yeah. And that'll be fun. That'll be really fun. Because at USC, they should have all those guys back one more year. And they look really goddamn good already, let alone one more year with the way homeboy's able to recruit. Mm. That's going to be a really fucking dangerous team out there. Next up, we got Cincinnati against UCF. This is in our fucking world this week. Man, I hate it. I hate it for us. It's even. You don't see an even line very often anymore. Where it's just a straight up pick 'em game. Who you got, D'Anthony?
I don't know because I don't know anything about UCF. I'm gonna have to defer to Delco on this, but it seems like Cincinnati's been playing pretty well and UCF is not.
Who you got, Delco?
We got a decent defense. The problem with our team is our quarterback. Plumlee, you'll see he threw 3 interceptions against East Carolina. It really depends how he plays. I could see us for some reason winning this game and like in some stupid fashion and just completely, fuck things up in the conference. But we won't actually win the conference now because we lost East Carolina.
Right.
And then we could beat Cincinnati, and then we could lose a stupid game to like Navy in a few weeks.
So everything you just said is why I don't bet a game like this in real life. I mean, you summed it up perfectly with these teams. Look, Cincinnati was very good. They have a very good coach. However, they lost most of those guys were seniors last year. It was a dream year. They're starting over from scratch, essentially, with this team. They've been gutting out victories, but they've been close. Save your money on this one. Next up is Bob's team. Holy shit. We're covering these back-to-back. What do we owe the pleasure? Missouri at South Carolina, which is somehow ranked number 25. And that team is Garbage Town USA.
Yeah, it's insane that they're ranked. I mean, they've had a good win against Kentucky, and then they beat A&M, who is clearly a fucking mess.
Yep, yep, yep. Spencer Rattler on the season has 5 total touchdowns. CJ Stroud had that last week. So I don't know what we're doing by putting these guys in the top 25. Is it just to do it?
SEC bias,
exactly.
Baby.
Is it just to say we've got 7 teams ranked in the SEC?
I mean, and who else are you going to rank? Like, what? Look at the AP poll just outside the top 25 here.
Who do we got outside of it?
Number 26 is Texas. Do they deserve to be ranked? No.
Ooh, Liberty.
Liberty's next up. They might deserve
a
look.
Yes, yes. I would put Liberty in at 25.
And then you've got Oregon State, Mississippi State, Maryland. Like, there's just not a lot of depth in college football this year, I think.
I've got to put Liberty in there, man. I would put Liberty in over South Carolina.
I agree. I don't disagree at all.
For sure. This is South Carolina -4 in this game.
I think we cover. Our defense is really good. South Carolina sucks. Basically the same thing Dan said about his team. Just a shitty, shitty quarterback from Missouri.
Yeah, dude. And for me, when you have two shitty teams like this going against each other, anything can happen on any given day. I don't believe in it. I don't really bet on these fringe teams that are just inside the top 25 either, just because I don't really believe in them. They usually end up falling out of it. Do you bet this? You touch this game?
No,
I don't either.
No,
I don't either.
Too unpredictable.
The next game I fucking jump all over with arms wide open.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure do. This is Kentucky against Tennessee. This is Tennessee -12.5 in this one. Yes. Yes, Tennessee is fucking feeling it, dude. I'm taking Tennessee straight up. I'm taking Tennessee in the teasers. I am all about Tennessee this year. It is a night game there again. Kids are going to be fucking amped. They have not had a season like this in a long time, and they certainly didn't disappoint against that shitty fucking D2 school in the first half. It was 52-7 at halftime. I think they roll Kentucky. I don't think Kentucky's that great. And this offense is really fucking difficult to stop for Tennessee.
Especially at home.
Yep.
Especially after. So it's like you beat Alabama and you relax for a second. You're like, all right, we got to get right back to it. You fucking do. You handle your business. Now you're confident going into this game. Kentucky's fucked here.
Yep.
Although I am going to take the Kentucky money line. In addition to
what?
I'm going to take Tennessee -5.5 in my teasers.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the Kentucky money line separately. Just because I've been doing this every week. I've been taking one
money line that doesn't make
any sense.
Same. This week, mine is Florida.
Because it's like...
It's gross.
Is somebody in the middle of a Cinderella story? Because those typically don't work out.
And the other part about this... Here's why I do this too. Is on these money lines where it's like anywhere from 13 to 20 or whatever it is, right? You're looking at 6.5 to 8.5 to 1 return. So it's like, all right, drop a hundo on it if you win. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
And it gives me something to live for, which is pretty much all I'm looking for these days. Just something to live for. But with Tennessee, yes, I'm taking Tennessee at 12.5. I'm taking Tennessee in the teasers. And one of the most interesting stats there is you take the fucking Hyatt kid for Tennessee. He has as many combined touchdowns as Spencer Rattler and their starting running back at South Carolina. I mean, that's fucking gnarly, dude. He has 12 touchdowns, this kid. It seems like every game he has 4 touchdowns. I've never seen anything like it. It's awesome to watch, and I'm all in on Tennessee. I'm going to bet the first half in this game. Shit, if they let me bet by the quarter, I would. I love Tennessee in this one, and Kentucky can fuck right off in this thing. Next up, we got USC versus Arizona. The spread has been rising. All right, in the Trap 12, the only team I really like is USC. I think they're very good. And I actually enjoy watching them play. Caleb Williams is fucking nasty, man. And if the Falcons got him, I would be amped about it. Because I think he's out this year, right?
I don't know.
What is it?
How many years did he do it? Oh, he was at Oklahoma, right?
He was at Oklahoma for one. Oh, shit. I think he started as a true freshman. He might have one more year there.
Let's see.
Man, that kid is fucking tough to bring down.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, he's a sophomore.
Fuck, man.
So he's a red.
Well, I would love to have him on the Falcons. I that kid is rad. I take this down, and this will go in the teaser cards for me, for sure. I'll take USC.
I mean, Arizona is another team that...
They chalk. The over-under 76 in this game, dude. That's big. That's huge. It's a lot.
I don't know about... That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I don't touch the over, but I'll take... Yeah. I'll drop down USC for this.
Oh, yeah, that's probably fair.
Arizona, yeah, Jesus Christ. Next up, we got Michigan State versus Michigan. Traditionally, this is a great game every year. This year, it is not. I don't know what happened to Michigan State. I don't know what's going to happen to Michigan State. But it's 22.5, minus 22.5 for Michigan in this game. And it's only a 54.5 over-under. So, like, that should tell you something. What are they expecting there? 44-10, somewhere in there?
What's the spread?
22.5. For Michigan? While you figure that out, there was somebody in Drinking Bros Sports on the Facebook group who was like, your hatred of Michigan cost you. It's not that. Whenever you're a one-dimensional team and you just run the ball, you figure one of these teams is going to figure it out. It's definitely not going to be Michigan State.
No,
I think they can run the ball all night long,
that's
and it's fine.
39-16.
Okay. It's still a rivalry in-state game. It's a lot of points. I will stay away from this.
Yeah, I'm not.
A bunch of other good games. The Tennessee game I love. Next up, we got Ole Miss against Texas A&M in this one. Ole Miss let me down. They crushed my dreams last week. They crushed my spirits and killed my soul. And they're not favored in this game. Oh, actually, they are. Shit. It's -2.5.
Mm-hmm.
In this, and they're at Texas A&M in this one. Do they come back to life?
I don't think so.
Ole Miss?
Yeah, I think A&M will probably win this.
Yeah?
They're going to rally around all the fucking potheads on their team. Like, when does it ever happen that there's some weird controversy on a team and they play their next home game and just get fucking blown out or something? No, they always fucking win. Like, look what happened with the fucking Panthers this week.
Yeah.
Stupid bullshit. And then the other team doesn't have the ability to prepare for you, and then there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not going to bet this game, though, because Ole Miss should definitely win.
No. And that was part of our contract, too, with my bookie. I was like, look, man, I'm not going to just pick games to pick games. Like, if I don't think I can fucking win money, I'm not going to do it, dude. It's dumb. I don't want to lie to you either and be like, oh, yeah, I'm betting the house from fucking A&M.
No one told Delco that.
Well, Delco's got his own shit going on.
Yeah.
Personally.
I'm not a coward.
It's not that. I think you love the pain of it, man. And I know that sounds weird, but I'm being totally dead serious. I think you look like the masochistic games, and those are what really get you off behind the scenes. These disgusting, gross games that no one would bet on.
Right. You think you're junky shit. You don't even know.
I don't.
You don't even know?
I don't, because I post on mine, so I don't know what you do behind closed doors, but I bet it's fucking gross. Like, who's your favorite game this week?
We'll cover that tomorrow on Outside the Top 25.
Okay, so it is on Outside the Top 25.
Always.
It's never in the Top 25?
Never.
Really?
It's never in the Top 25.
God, that's gross. That's gross. That hurts. That hurts. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it with those fucking teams, man. Next up, we got Pittsburgh, which was Delco's CFP pick this year. 4-3, 1-2 in the ACC. Against North Carolina, who has creeped back into the top 25. They're quietly 6-1 there. This is UNC -3. Who you got?
I'll probably take the first half over. I don't know how to look. But so, this is just a shootout game.
Yeah, 64.5 in this one. Mac's one of those coaches, dude, that he fucking gets these guys to play towards the end of the season. They're 3-0 in the ACC. What he's saying in this fucking locker room is, hey, guys, you still got a shot to win the ACC, knock on fucking Clemson, do all the things and everything else. I think they win this game. I'm going to bet UNC in this game. Yeah, he's that guy that can get them to believe, and then they'll get shithouse you know, by Clemson or somebody at the end of the year.
They lost this game by a touchdown in overtime last year.
But Pittsburgh was good last year. They had Kenny Pickett. And they had a really great wide receiver who went to Bama. I forget who the kid's name. But they don't have that this year. And they look like shit. Meanwhile, this May kid for UNC has been pulling that dick out and slanging it. I got UNC in this one. I'm taking UNC. You going anything on this?
No.
Okay. Next up, we got Stanford versus UCLA. You ripped my soul out. All you had to do was cover two touchdowns last week. Couldn't do that against Oregon. And you were undefeated. And you were ranked number 9.
This wouldn't have covered against when Stanford played USC. Do I think USC is better than UCLA? I sure should do.
Yeah.
So fuck this.
This is UCLA minus 16.5 at home. Tickets are $4 for this game. And this is one of those games that I'm not even going to tell you go to drinkingbrostickets.com. Just show up at Will Call and you can get hard tickets in hand for like the first time in 5 years. And then you'll feel magical about it and you'll be able to sit on the 50.
Yeah, my buddy Pasha is actually jumping into this game with a big-ass American flag, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, look, you can go and just show up and get tickets right there at the gate.
He was like, yeah, I'm jumping into the Rose Bowl this weekend. I'm like, look, there's going to be plenty of room to land. Because there won't be any fucking people there watching this pile of shit, which is disappointing because this isn't actually that bad of a game. It'll be a high-scoring game, and it's in one of the most iconic fucking stadiums in all of football.
It's beautiful.
And nobody will be there.
Beautiful.
It fucking sucks, man.
Look, there's a lot I didn't like about LA, but going to Pasadena for a game and going to the Rose Bowl wasn't one of them. It's always a magical experience, especially, man, the sun sets there right behind it, and you're just like, it's fucking awesome, and no one will go to these games. Mm-hmm. No, the Rose Bowl, but the only reason they go to the Rose Bowl is because it's two other teams than UCLA that are playing there. But yeah, fuck right off with this. I won't watch it. I won't put money on it, and I won't even let my kids see it. I'll cover up their eyes for this game. And that's the way it is. Kids, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.